and lots of energy that's going to be a part of a new production opening Thursday at Spokane Falls Community College. We have in studio with us here members of the cast and the director of that show. The show is called Big Fish, and it opens, as I said, at Spokane Falls Community College this Thursday evening at 7:30. Its run is May 31st, June 1st and 2nd at 7:30 p.m., and then June 2nd and 3rd at 2 o'clock. Director of the show is Ashley DeMoville, and good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
And set us up here, because I think perhaps, and I'm usually wrong about these things, but I'll say it anyway. I think that this is perhaps a show that many listeners are unfamiliar with. So if you could kind of give us a frame here to work in.
Sure. The musical is based off of the hit movie that came out in the 90s.
Of the same name,
Big Fish. And the musical uses that as a basis. We even have some scenes that are taken directly from the movie. But then, of course, a whole musical score that's just amazing, emotional, endearing, full of love added onto it. So it's a fun musical. It's definitely family friendly. It's a great kind of date night, a musical, or something to go to with the family and introduce the kids to musical theater.
That's an excellent idea. The composer and lyricist for this is Andrew Lippa, who has many, many credits to his name. Out in our performance studio, Jennifer Tindall, who is one of the actors in Big Fish, and she's going to sing for us. Set up the song.
Okay.
Please.
We have, just like they did in the movie, we have separated the cast of the Blooms. So Sandra Bloom and her husband, Edward Bloom. We have younger versions, and then we have the Sandra and Edward in modern day. Jennifer plays the younger Sandra, and this first song is the first moment that Sandra and Edward set eyes on each other. He falls immediately in love. She falls immediately in confusion and
is
enamored, but surprised and taken aback.
All right, well, here we go. This is Jennifer Tindall.
I don't know why that boy is staring, and the world is still not tumbling by. There's no one talking, but I can hear a thousand voices. What's going on inside me? That boy is staring. Is it me he sees? I can't be sure if he is staring. Should I try to please or be demure? My hand is trembling, but in this moment nothing scares me. What's going on?
And that was Jennifer Tindall in one of the songs from Big Fish. And Jennifer is going to rejoin us in the studio. I think that is, Jennifer, thank you so much for singing that. And let me introduce everyone who's here. We've already met Ashley DeMoville, who is the director of the show. And next to her is Rebecca Craven. Tell us about the part that you play.
I play Sandra in the 70s and up to modern day. So after they've had their child, Will, I step in as Sandra for that time period.
Okay. And Jennifer, you play the younger version.
Yeah, I play young Sandra when she's a teenager in her 20s in the 50s. And I meet Edward and fall in love.
Okay, let's talk to your love interest for a second. Todd Burks, you are playing young Edward. Tell us a little bit about that character.
Oh, man.
Where to start?
Edward is a character who, his whole life, he just wants everything to be bigger than life all the time. So even if something maybe isn't as big as maybe he wants it to be, that's the way he tells that story. His life's one gigantic big fish tale.
Hence the title, yes, as Big Fish, as in fish story.
Yep.
That grows in the telling. And we have at the end of the row here, Molly Robbins, who is playing the character Jenny Hill. Who is Jenny Hill?
She is a very interesting character. She is actually Edward's love interest when he's in high school. And she plays an interesting part of him discovering parts of himself emotionally and helps his son in the process of getting to know his father.
Mm-hmm. And going back to Ashley for a second, how many are in the cast?
Oh, we have just about 24 in the cast. And then we have a band comprised completely of SFCC students, student musicians, who are absolutely amazing. We have 4 student musicians. And then we are collaborating with faculty members from SFCC, David Larson, Nathan Lansing, and then as the musical directors. Mm-hmm. And then our pianist is another faculty member, Janet Hubbard.
Very good. If it's possible to do it in as short a form as possible, just to kind of give us the high points of the plot in here. We got intimations of it from the introductions of the characters.
Absolutely. What I love about the show is that it bounces back and forth in time periods. So we start by being introduced to modern day Sandra and Edward as they're getting ready with their son Will for Will's wedding. And in the process, we see flashbacks where Edward is telling his son stories about his youth. So we see him deciding to leave his small town of Ashton to go discover something more grand out in the world. He meets a giant. They go to a traveling circus, which is where he meets Sandra as she's auditioning to try to perform there. They continue on, and it's just adventure after adventure. And we see his son getting more and more frustrated with these stories because he feels like he doesn't know his father. And as the play progresses, he develops a really burning need to know who his father is, and he feels like he doesn't know who his father is because he thinks the stories are all just lies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so much of the play is about him discovering that the stories aren't lies. They are the story of his father's life, but told with all the joy and verve and just love that his father, that has come together to make his father who he is.
All right. We have another song that involves more of our actors here. So I'll send our actor-singers out to the performance studio at this point. And this is another solo. Right. And this is going to be sung by the adult Sandra, Rebecca.
Yep.
Yes, Rebecca Craven. And if you could set up the song for us, please.
Sure. In this moment, the adult son, Will, is kind of at the height of anger and frustration with his father. And Sandra is trying to explain to him and help him understand what the magic in his father is so that they can hopefully come together and develop and build their relationship as father and son.
Very good. All right. This in our KPBX studio is Rebecca Craven and another song from Big Fish.
Difficult, one could argue. There's a challenge in every day. If you think I don't understand him, give a listen to what I say. Sometimes he's like a tank full of laughing gas. Sometimes he's like a pain in the ass. I call him magic in the man, foolish magic in the man. And you no doubt are not about to break the spell. If you saw magic in the man rather than a battle plan, you might be glad that he's the dad you know.
And that was Rebecca Craven in our performance studio here, singing from the musical Big Fish, which has its debut. I'm wondering, and I don't know, Ashley, if you know this or not, whether this show has played in Spokane before.
My understanding is that it has not played in Spokane, but it has been played in the area a few years back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. Well, it's in its own way, it's a premiere for you, so that's
sure.
A good thing. That should be a whole lot of fun. Again, the show is Big Fish, And it plays this weekend. There are a total of 5 performances, so you do double duty on Saturday, which is always an adventure.
It will be.
And it's in the Spartan Theater on the Spokane Falls Community College campus. It opens this Thursday and plays Thursday, Friday, Saturday evenings at 7:30, and then Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 2. And this is the final performance of the season. For the drama folks out at Spokane Falls Community College. You're getting pretty close to the end of the school year then.
Yep. Graduation is June 15th, so we pull it right down to the edge with this final production.
Keep everybody busy until the last moment. That's the something the teachers learn early on. And let's see, just a bit of a question about who you are otherwise, and I'll start at the other end of the line. Molly, where are you in school, and what are your dramatic aspirations, if any?
So I graduated from Spokane Falls last year, and I'm actually at Whitworth right now, and I am pursuing theater as my degree, so I'm hoping to continue with acting and some behind-the-scenes work.
All right, very good. So did you do any tech work on this show?
Not on this show, but with many, many other
shows. Many others. Okay. All right. Fair enough. And then, Todd, how about you?
I'm actually not a student. I'm a community member who's done shows here in Spokane for last couple years, and I just took this as an opportunity to try and do a college-level musical because I thought that would be some fun to do, and it's been quite challenging, but really a good experience.
Very good. So, Ashley, the theater at the Falls, it's as much a community theater as a student production.
We see our role as being dual focused. Of course, first and foremost, we're about the students, and we serve the students. But we're a community college, so it's almost as important to serve the community around us. For this was our 50th season and the college's 50th anniversary. And so we developed a big focus this year on coming home as our theme. And so we tried to solicit and get as many people from alumni and people from the community to come home to SFCC to participate in shows.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay, let's get back to Jennifer and tell us a little bit about where you are in your life right now and what's next for you.
Yeah, I'm a current student at SFCC in the AFA program, working towards getting my AFA in theater. And then
that'd be Associate in Fine Arts.
Yes, Associate Fine Arts degree, yes. And then after fall of 2019, I'll be going to four-year college and getting my BFA, fingers crossed.
All right.
But yeah, I've been doing theater in the community for at least 10 years now.
Are you a Spokane native?
I'm Spokane native.
Okay, yeah. Where'd you go to school?
I went to Freeman.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And then, I did CYT for years, Christian Youth Theater.
Yeah.
I currently work at Spokane Children's Theater as their camp director.
Oh, good for you.
So I've done a lot. I've done Civic. I've done all kinds of theaters around the area.
Good, good. And Rebecca.
Hello.
Hello. Tell us about your background in theater and how you came to be with this particular production.
Well, I am graduating this quarter with my Associates in Fine Arts and Drama from SFCC. I have done theater for 30-some-odd years, but I haven't had the experience that I wanted in certain areas, directorially or backstage, learning to build or design. And so I wanted to pick up those components. It all started when I was asked to start and run a drama ministry at my church, One Spokane in the Valley. And so I said, well, how do I help people with their gifts get better and move up to being usable in our program? And so I said, I'm going to go back and get my degree and see how they teach and get some experience in these areas that I'm missing.
Very good. Yeah, that's one of the neat things about a school like the Falls. You have a genuine mix of all kinds of students, not just your traditional straight out of high school. And that it really adds a dimension that's lacking in some places. where it is not so much a presence. Well, we have one more song, so I'm going to ask you to leave right now. And so we'll send our cast members back to the performance studio. And Ashley, you can set up this final song.
Sure. We're going to go back in time again, back to the 50s, when Edward and Sandra, around the time when they first met. So the song you heard Jennifer sing before was the moment they first met. But after that moment, they're immediately separated, and he can't find her. He doesn't know who she is. And so he actually indentures himself to a traveling circus because the ringmaster of the circus knows who she is. And so they work out this deal where that he's going to work, and every week he'll get a new secret about who she is, a new clue, so he can figure it out. So he spends 3 years working at a circus until he finally learns her name and where she lives. And then this is the moment where he goes and finds her again.
That's wonderful. Okay, in our performance studio, Jennifer Tindall and Todd Burks.
Oh, Sandra? Sandra Templeton?
Yes?
You don't know me, but my name is Edward Bloom, and I'm in love with you. I've spent the last 3 years working to find out who you are, and, well, it's all been worth it just to see you here and talk to you right now.
I'm sorry?
Oh, you don't have to apologize to me. Why, I'm the luckiest guy you're gonna find today. I was indentured to a traveling circus, elephants and all. I was shot out of a cannon when they up and lost the ball. I saw werewolves, giants, dancing bears, if you don't think it's true. And how on earth do you explain the road that led me here to you?
Wait, are you?
And look, I saw you, and all of time, and all the world stood still. And I promised I'd prove my worth, I'd roam the earth until you believe me. And we can be at last forever one. Don't be afraid, be my crusade.
But you're too late. I'm engaged to be married.
Tell me what I have to go and do to make you change your mind. Anything I have to promise to, I'll gladly get behind. I'm the man who you should marry. You're intended through and through. Otherwise, I'd never walk the road that led me here to you.
You're the boy from the circus.
I am.
I wasn't sure you were real. I imagine things a lot.
Well, then imagine us together, Mr. and Mrs. Edward Bloom.
Wait, Edward Bloom?
Yes.
From Ashton.
Well, how did you know?
The boy I'm engaged to, he's from Ashton, Don Price.
Don Price? They let him into college?
He's studying political science.
He'd fail gravity if it were a subject.
I help him where I can.
Bandages knuckles where he drags them on the ground?
That's a terrible thing to say.
A terrible price to pay. Don't marry that cretin.
And there you have it. Very sharp writing in that song from Big Fish. And that scene and song presented by Jennifer Tindall and Todd Burks here in the studio with us. Well, again, the show is Big Fish. My best to you on a successful, concentrated run. It's going to be a pretty exciting weekend for everybody here. So thanks so much for coming in today. And I have had the pleasure of talking with the director, Ashley DeMofiel, of Big Fish, along with cast members Jennifer Tindall, Rebecca Craven, Todd Burks, and Molly Robbins. Again, thank you one and all for coming.
Thanks.
Thank you.